Roger that, Troy. Anyways, hopefully in the future, as long as they had this radio, I've had this radio, the Icon 738, for a long time now, and I do just get on it every occasionally, and sometimes I just listen to the radio, and I hear people talking and that, when the bed's open, but nothing's open now, I don't hear nobody. Earlier today, it was about 10 o'clock, close to 10 o'clock, was nobody, you couldn't hear nobody, hear a pistol out, about as far as you could hear something like that, you know. But anyways, it's a good radio. It do me well all the years now, since I was somebody that sold to me, that blog to your secret club, his name was Chuck, and as I said earlier, but anyways, it's a good radio, and I'm proud with this, you know, it got all these knobs and pushing buttons and whistles and all that, but I just had to be careful when I push the wrong buttons, and I don't want to regret something that I pushed something I should never push, because it might throw something off on the radio, so I'm very careful with it, I really am. And it did do me very well, I'm very satisfied with it, you know. But anyways, I get on, a long time ago when 6 minutes was wide open, my dad and mom used to live up north. My dad built this house up north years ago, and he retired and moved up north when he did, right? My mom and dad did. My dad passed away 10 years ago, bless his heart. And he helped me get Ham Radio Shack built downstairs. And he said to me, son, would you like to have a Ham Radio Shack downstairs and me help you out with the antenna? And they make a hole in the ground and put the spin and put a tower and a tower on top of it. Yeah, Dad. I was joking back then. And he said, okay, well, you buy this stuff and I'll help you then, he says. So he knew all the angles about how to do anything about soldering and had a lot of experience doing that, get that done, solder the coax cable to the antenna, or he soldered something to the something else he soldered, I don't remember what it was, but he knew how to do the antennas very well. He wasn't no ham, but he knew what he was doing. But the man is a tune, I think, of my dad's, so he knew a lot in the years that he worked in the tune and die room all his life at General Motors, what he did. Casey, CBT.